Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Big shout out to Wiseco Performance Products, carrying a full line of forged pistons, precision forged clutch baskets, clutch hubs, crankshafts, forged connection rods, valves, and more for just about any motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, personal watercraft, outboard marine, and automobile on the planet. For one name, one solution, visit Wiseco.com. Have you seen the Racer Elite pistons? Pretty cool. All right, big thanks to Wiseco. They've been a promoter and supporter of our show for a very long time. 16 years we've been on the interweb and the sound waves. So
it's a long, long time, man.
It's a long haul. All right. Our next guest is racing the XC3 class, the 125 class. He's a factory pilot for Beta, and his name, he's a local boy, kind of, for us. Cody Barnes joins us. What's up, Cody? How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. This is Tony Wink, the star of the show, speaking. And kind of a big deal here in the Des Moines area. I don't know if you may have heard of me. And PJ's with us. How's it going? It's been a while.
Yeah, everything's going good. Just got back home from staying in Florida for about 2 months, training with Scott Plessinger, preparing for the GNCC series, and then stayed with my teammate Mike Wachowski for a little bit and trained with him. So just got back home and, you know, kind of seeing everyone again and hitting some of the local spots. I just got done riding today. And
where did you ride today? Where did you ride today?
I rode at my personal track at my house. I have a motocross track that Ryan Poulter actually built about 3 years ago. So it was pretty good.
Sweet. Let me ask you something. So many guys go to Florida to train because of the sand, I suppose, or whatever. But you only ride sand really one of the rounds. Why does everybody do that? I mean, I know why you do it, to get out of the weather. But but why Florida?
I mean, there's a couple of reasons in my opinion. This was my first year actually being able to go train somewhere like in Florida. And sand for me has always been one of the best training tools, because nothing is harder to ride in and more physically demanding, I think, than sand. I mean, you can go out and pound a nice woods loop, you know, for 2 hours and get a killer workout, and then you can go to a 2-minute all sand whooped out corner track, and within 15 minutes you're totally waxed. So I mean, if you're able to go the distance in that sand, I mean, pretty much, in my opinion, you know, the whole rest of the season when you go to clay and everything like that, it's going to be, you're still going to work hard, but mm-hmm. I think that sand prepares you the best physically wise.
So, yeah, it was where I was going to go. You believe it's the best workout as far as cardiovascular and getting your body ready for it. Do you find that the on-bike riding skills, you know, are similar enough? Because sand, certainly, as we all know, not a lot of traction there.
yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it definitely still transfers over. I think the biggest thing that actually transfers over is in the sand, you have to keep carrying your momentum, especially on the 125s. And that was a big thing that I think I've really improved on with working with Scott Plessinger over the winter was, even though we were in sand and, you know, my Beta 125 is awesome. I absolutely love the thing. Just riding it in the sand and trying to keep that momentum throughout the whole entire corner and everything like that, I feel like I really improved on that, and I feel like it's transferring over into the clay rounds like Georgia and obviously Steel Creek.
How is that Beta 125?
It's awesome. I absolutely love it. It's You know, I switched to Beta at the kind of end of last year, and I helped him. I was actually a test rider for him at the beginning, and I helped him kind of test the Beta 125 out, and the bike was absolutely awesome. And then now in 2019, Beta made some changes to it. I mean, the bike's unbelievable. It's the best 125 that I've rode. As far as the bottom end delivery and the top end delivery, I mean, they made a few small changes from 18 to 19, but what they did in 19, I mean, they absolutely killed it. The motor on it is phenomenal. It handles great. I really like it.
Cody, the XC3 class is interesting class. We often have competitors from your class on the show. How have you found your home in the class as it's become, you know, a hotly contested class? You've got up and comers as well as some racers that are a little bit later in their career.
Multi-time champions like Jason Thomas, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're straight up beating Jason Thomas week in and week out.
There's competitors. That's what I'm saying. It's a hotly contested class.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We have some new people that moved up. And then, like you said, we have, you know, multi-champions like Jason Thomas in the class. So we have a wide, you know, variety of competitors. You know, we have the really fast right off the bat people who necessarily don't have the most, I guess, as much experience as, like, what Jason would have, where they go, you know, they try and sprint at the beginning, and then at the end of the 3 hours, they're wore out. Where, you know, I know Jason's been racing a super long time, and his knowledge of the tracks and stuff, you know, it really shows when, you know, me and him battle. And then, you know, there's we have Jesse Ainsley, Jake Froman, you know, as I said, Jason Thomas. I mean, I would say five people that can easily be in the mix battling for podiums week in and week out. So a big thing for me is just making sure that I'm there at the end and limiting my mistakes.
We've talked about this a bunch with Stu Baylor and with Russ. Everybody has talked about race management. You guys are racing for a long time out there, and race management is something that you know, it's something you just can't be taught. Something you have to learn, and it takes time. You got to put your time in to do that. Having Plessinger, though, as a coach, I would imagine is pretty good feather in your cap for you to be able to go and say, hey, I would imagine he's a wealth of knowledge for you. A lot of advice there. I mean, your folks, I know they're very supportive, but they've not done racing at the level that you have. So it's, I think you're surrounded by good people, but what has been the biggest learning curve for you, I guess, as a racer this year in the XC3?
I mean, I would say my biggest learning curve, and like you said, I have tons of great people. You know, Rodney Smith, our team manager at Beta, and he, you know, he's again up in the ranks of with Scott. You know, I mean, Rodney's a five-time GNCC champion. Scott's a two-time champion, and to have those guys, you know, be there for me and talking to me. And one of the big things that, you know, I started racing GNCC in 2017. That was my first year in doing any three-hour racing. And that year, basically, it was just when that green flag went up at the start, it was push as long and as hard as I could. Where in XC3 last year as well, I still had the same game plan. If I got tired, I just had to push harder. And then, you know, I had no game plan. And that was something that Rodney Smith and then Scott Plessinger, Sam Winkett at G2 Ergonomics. That's something that they all talked to me. You know, I was trying to force the issue of maybe passing lappers in places that I could wait a little longer, or forcing the pass too early in the race. And that's something that I feel like I've gotten a lot better at, is limiting those chances of something happening and then being there at the end. Because like you guys said, you know, 3 hours is a long time to be on the bike. And I mean, some races you're going to have where it's a knockout, drag out battle the whole entire 3 hours. But then there's going to be other races where you're more comfortable than the other ones. And instead of passing on the first lap and checking, you know, trying to check out where you could make simple mistakes, bike could have problems. Sometimes it's better to conserve yourself as the race goes later on, you know, towards the 3 hours.
I tell you, it's interesting, your the heart rate that the guys race at is, you know, we've talked about it a bunch on the show, but basically what they, you know, what they race at, a lot of guys are like right at 200 beats per minute, which is insane, and there's no way they could sustain that for 2 or 3 hours, and they do. What do you wear a heart rate monitor? What are you racing at? Do you know?
Yeah, I was I wore a Polar watch last year during them, and I recently actually just broke the screen on it, so I haven't been able to wear it the first three. But from what I recall, last year during XC3, you know, some of the like at John Penton, for instance, I mean, I was right in the anywhere from 180 beats.
Whew.
To the 200, you know, anywhere from in there.
On a 125?
Yeah.
Cody. What's going on there?
It's all about speed, right? The faster you go, the more you work.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, well, that was last year, so I hope I improved some, so maybe now it's higher.
That's funny. Cody Barnes is our guest, factory beta racer in the XC3 GNCC class, which is GNCC series, which is the most, it's America's premier off-road series. It's on the East Coast primarily. He's a local boy, though. Where are you from? Illinois, is that right?
Yep, I'm from Sterling, Illinois.
Yep, so we've seen you a bunch at the local races, some of the IERA, some of the WFO, some of Bill Gussie's deal. I went and raced Bill Gussie's race at Prophetstown couple weeks ago. Man, that was fun. Do you wish, you probably don't care, but there was like 32 pros. They call it pro-am, they don't call it AA anymore. There was 32 and it paid money. You probably could have come over here and made some good money with that 125.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing I kind of miss about going to the locals and stuff is all the people, you know, all the people that, you know, you grew up with racing and all the families that you met and, all, you know, all the people that cheer you on, even though now, you know, my primary focus is the GNCCs and National Enduros for beta. So that's one of the things that I miss about going to the locals and, you know, seeing all the little kids that look up to you and, you know, all the people that, you know, when you were little growing up, coming through the ranks, you know, that you looked up to, and you know, everyone's still supporting you. So when I get chances, you know, I definitely want to go to the locals and just, you know, stay with my roots. You know, I mean, those are the series MXC, WFO, you know, the IERA races. Those are what made me, you know, grew me into the racer that I am. You know, I grew up racing those series. So to be able to come home and then have the chances to come race those series and to hear how good those series are doing, you know, 30 some pros for Bill's turnout at the Prophetstown race, you know, that's crazy. I'm pumped that, you know, we're still getting those good turnouts and to see, you know, more and more people are still getting involved and going to those local races.
There's only about five of them that were any good, though.
Oh, there you go. Way to drop the gauntlet. Cody, are you? What's your trajectory look like? I find it fascinating, you know, with a relatively new created class in GNCC. Obviously, the discipline's wildly popular. What's your trajectory? Are you, you know, it's foreseeable. There's some guys that GNCC, XC3 is going to be there. They're going to be there a long time. Are you anticipating that as your career, or do you have other aspirations?
I mean, with that, I definitely think XC3 is going to keep growing. I mean, it's like in 2017, I believe it was the first year, And each year, I mean, more and more people are stepping into it, and the competition, I mean, it was made kind of, I feel like, you know, to have a 125 pro class, but no one really took it serious that first year. You know, I believe Jason and Jack Edmondson went at it, and I mean, those two, yep, you know, were very dominant in the class, and, you know, more and more people are stepping into it. So I think that's going to be, you know, a class that more and more people are going to get into. And then myself, I'd like to, you know, keep progressing through the ranks of it, you know, hopefully, you know, this year continue to do really well at the GNCC's National Enduro, and then, you know, maybe go to the XC2 row next year. But, you know, everything just depends on, that's my goal, you know, just to keep growing in the GNCC series, because that series isn't going to go anywhere soon. That series, if anything, it's going to keep growing and get bigger and bigger.
Awesome. Cody, we're really excited for you. We're pleased that we're interviewing you about your XC3 championship hunt. Good luck in, what is it, South Carolina is your next one?
Yep. Next weekend is, South Carolina at the Camp Coker GNCC, I believe.
Awesome. Cody Barnes has been our guest. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Sean Dillon Kelly, who is the youngest pole winner in the races
Daytona 200 history.
Yes, in
amazing
78 years.
Young so, man.
All right, we're going to take a break. This is Pit Pass.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeff May, and you're listening to Pit Pass Radio.
Ready to up your game and learn more about the thrilling world of sports betting? Introducing Double Down with Breslow, the ultimate podcast about the business of sports gambling. Join me, James Breslow, and a long list of expert guests as we dive into the art and science of the sports betting industry. Evolving regulations, technology enhancements, and the meteoric rise in the number of players makes this sector the fastest growing and most intriguing in the world. Unlock the business secrets from many of the industry's most recognizable C-suite executives, including famous odds makers and influencers. Every episode of Double Down with Breslow is packed with insider tips, deeply skilled analysis, and in-depth discussions. Don't miss out on the ultimate resource for mastering the business of sports betting. Listen to Double Down with Breslow on the Evergreen Podcast Network or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's Double Down with Breslow, the business of sports betting podcast.